This reporter, Steve Schuster, called you, correct, from the Wisconsin Law Journal?
That's correct.
And can you, can you tell us what you told him?
Well, he called, and the question he asked me was if I was getting compensated from you for my interview or what have you, and I, of course, told him no, it's not. He asked how I knew Mike. I told Mike, I told him the story about us all, growing up together, and that we had all been friends, but there's different age group. I mean, there's a different age between us. I'm 5 years older, and obviously, we knew each other, but we didn't hang out together, because he's in grade school, I'm in high school, then I went on to college, and then, Mike was in high school, so we really didn't click until the early 90s. When we got together on a construction project, and he was working on the project as well. And, Mike's a funny guy, a lot of fun, and we kind of hit it off together. And Mike had just gotten out of, he had been in some trouble with the law. He had done some stupid stuff when he was young, and gotten out of that predicament, unfortunately for him. Anyway, that's how I know Mike, and I guess you asked Mike if there was anybody else that you could ask, that would know about this incident, and Mike suggested me, because I have witnessed it, and I believe other people have witnessed it as well, but they don't want to leave their names for some reason. I don't have a problem with that.
So, Don, what did you tell Steve Schuster about the alleged physical abuse between Janet and the judge and what you saw?
Well, I told him what I remember seeing. I remember it like, I could see it very clearly. Them sitting on the couch, her giving him a big whack on the, chest with her arm because he said something or did something that he didn't like. I think Judge was actually reading a book at the time, and she gave him a big whack, And he's like, "What? What the hell? What? And, kind of startled me. I was sitting across from them in a chair, and Mike was sitting in there as well. And there was another time that they were standing on a slate like area in their home. And she was rushing him to get out of the house for some reason and pushing him and, shoving him in a way that you shouldn't be pushing and shoving, a 70-some-year-old man. And he would say, "Hey, wait, what? You're rushing me. Stop rushing me. I've got to, you're going to make me fall, And, her just carrying on. She didn't really care, like she didn't even hear him.
Let me ask you this, John. Did you tell Steve Schuster that you saw Judge Madden being physically abused by Janet Protasiewicz?
I did say that, yes. Yes, I did.
So you believe this was physical abuse, that it crossed a line, you're saying?
I definitely do, yes. And another time I witnessed, I saw physical abuse on Judge Madden's body. I was stopped over at Judge Madden's house with my father. My father and the judge went to school together, so they're friends all throughout life. And I think that was back in the 50s that they went to school together. I think Judge might have been a year ahead of my father. I'm not sure, but they were all friends. They chugged around together, and my dad noticed the redness on his cheek and near his ear and neck, and he commented to the judge, "What happened, Judge? Did you trip and fall, hit something?" And he said, "Oh no, that's her. She did that." My dad said, "Who?" He said, "Oh, Janet. And she was drinking and gave me a good whack." He said, "Oh." He said, "Tom, I'm in a bad way, Tom." He said, "I've witnessed this kind of stuff all my life, and courts and heard about it. Now I'm involved in it personally. He said, I really just don't know what to do. And I know that wasn't the end of the conversation that Judge had with my dad, but it was the end that I heard. I mean, I'm sure that they talked about it, you know, the following day or something, because he was very upset by it all, Judge Madden. And my father was as well. And my father, you know, of course, told my mother, and we spoke about it at dinner several times.
Did you tell that to Steve Schuster?
He didn't bother to go down that route with me. He was very short.
Okay.
I asked him, you know, I said, are you going to ask me some questions? And he said, well, you tell me. He asked if I, I told you, he asked if I was getting paid. He asked if I was a close friend of Mike's and how I knew Mike. And
John, to be very clear, did anyone pay you for this story?
No.
Did anyone pressure you? And John, Steve Schuster told me tonight that you did not substantiate the physical abuse allegations or the racial slur allegations. He claimed that you said you didn't know anything about it. Is that true?
Well, he's lying, because I did tell him about the physical, and he never asked me about the racial. I didn't bring it up. I was expecting him to ask me questions. It's his interview. I don't know why he didn't ask me about the racial slurs, but he didn't.
But to be clear, you're saying that he's lying if he says you did not say that you saw Janet Prosewicz physically abuse the judge?
Yeah. To everybody that I spoke to, you know, quite a few reporters, and I've always told them the truth. That's what happened, and that's what happened.
Okay. And John, you talked to Corey Hess of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, right?
Yes.
And what did you, did she ask you about the racial slurs?
Corey Hess from the Journal, what is it? Racial slurs. I don't believe she did. I can't recall my topic.
She's from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Like, they ran a story today. They did say that you said that you saw Janet physically abuse the judge, but they just didn't even bring up the racial slurs. So I was curious if they asked you. It's okay if you don't remember. Like, just tell us what you remember, you know.
I'm sure I brought it up to her.
So to be clear, what did you hear? Did you hear Janet Prosewicz say racial slurs?
Did I hear Janet say racial slurs? Yes. I heard her say N-word, and I heard her say beaner.
And by N-word, you mean the word used to refer to African-Americans, right?
N-I-G-G-E-R. And beaner, I is referring to Mexican.
And where were you when you heard her say these things?
Where was I in the house when I heard her say those things? I was in the dining room at the south end of the, is that south? Gosh, I don't have my directions right. I was at the farthest end of the dining room nearest the living room. You can see the living room from the dining room. You can hear conversations, whatever you
want. Okay.
No more than 15 feet away.
And do you remember at all? You said before you don't remember the context of the conversation, though.
I don't remember it right now. I'm so sorry to say, but I can't recall.
John, do you remember how many times you heard her use racial slurs?
Well, that time she used it, she used the N-word, I believe, twice, and just the beaner once. Other times, I can't really I can't really recall her saying anything else before then.
Okay. All right. So to be...
Gal, she was like... She was, you know, when you meet somebody and they, you know, you're introduced to them and they act like you're not even there still, you know what I mean? They don't even acknowledge you. That's kind of how she was with me. Like, I guess she didn't want, you know, even to befriend me or be cordial to me because I guess I was Mike's friend or something. You know, it's like she had a chip against her shoulder on Mike, and so she didn't like me either for some reason. You know, it's really strange.
I'm curious, John, so you don't remember the context of what they were talking about when she used the racial slurs, according to you. However, do you remember the tone? Like, do you think she was being derogatory or negative toward Blacks and Hispanics?
Oh, yeah. Was it? Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you think it was meant negatively toward them? Like, she was sort of trashing Blacks and Hispanics?
Yeah, like she was fed up or mad or something, or, yeah, just kind of like...
So again, what would you say the tone was?
Derogatory.
Okay. I think that's all the questions I have. What about you, Jim?
Yeah, I think that's all I have too.